Well, we pray that the Lord will be with us this morning. I believe He will. We trust in Him that way. I feel like the Lord's given us a few thoughts to share this morning, kind of simple thoughts. But I'm thinking this morning, turn to Galatians 6 and 1 if you can. And it says, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted." You know, in different places, the scripture speaks about spiritual life. And here it speaks especially, it says, "ye which are spiritual." And I want to look a little bit this morning at what this means to be a spiritual person. I don't think it's speaking of somebody that's elevated above everybody else and something, some kind of an icon or whatever. A spiritual person is a meek and a humble person. They have spiritual life in their life. There's something going on in there that makes them in touch with the Lord. And I just want to look at some scriptures this morning at what it means, I believe, to be a spiritual person. Somebody that the Lord can talk to. Somebody that can discern between good things and bad things. A lot of people in this world today, we think that sounds, well, everybody ought to be able to do that. Not so. We live in a world that people can't discern between their left hand and their right hand. Spiritually speaking, morally speaking. But God wants people to have understanding. He wants us to have an understanding heart. This is what Solomon prayed for. He prayed for wisdom. But I've always noted for several years, he prayed, "Lord, help me to have the wisdom to know the difference between good and evil." That's what he wanted. And he wanted to know how to lead his people. And so God gave Solomon some wisdom. He gave Solomon some of his mind, didn't he? And you know, this morning, we need the Lord too. We need the Lord to lead us through a life that is confused. The world all about us is so confused about spiritual things. I was speaking with someone the other day, and they were telling me, you know, they believe kind of, you know, Buddha and Christ and the Jews, the old law. They just kind of believe everything. And, you know, I went away from there thinking, that is so sad. But saints, the Lord is real. Folks, God is an entity that is very real. And He wants to speak to our lives. And He wants to guide us by His eye. And He wants us to have spiritual life in here. That's more than a mindset or a belief. That's God Himself. The Lord wants us to know Him. And He wants us to be spiritual people. That's not some kind of icon that runs around that is so separate from everybody else that people look at them as if they're something strange. They look at us as strange because we have different values. But God's people, those that know Him, are just humble, godly, modest, and plain people that have a guiding light in them. They have something in them that's more than what the world has to offer. And so I want to look at some scriptures, just some real easy, plain text, some of them. I want to start in Psalms 1. I just feel like the Lord gave that to me. I know we've heard that so many times, Psalms 1. People can probably start quoting it and quote the whole thing right here easily, many. But you know, it tells us here some things about the spiritual man. It says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." Now, I just want to look at that verse for a minute. You know, somebody chose to not be that way. Somebody chose to not follow the counsel of the ungodly? Because I promise you, the devil has tempted you to follow the counsel of the ungodly. He has tempted you in your life to follow a life of wrong, or to follow a life of whatever, bitterness, whatever it is that the devil tempts people with. But it says, blessed is the man that has chosen something else, that hasn't chosen to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. He hasn't listened to the philosophies of the world. That's a choice somebody made. He hasn't chosen to stand in the way of sinners. He hasn't chosen to take their path and walk in their ways and walk in their road, down their road. Somebody chose that. And it's speaking of a person here, or a type of person. And it says, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. You know, it's not becoming of spiritual people to be scornful of others. Spiritual people, the Lord leads them to have compassion on people. People that are erring, people that are opposing themselves, people in even in our world, in our government, that is making wrong decisions, leading things in a wrong way sometimes. You know, people that are, that the Lord touches their hearts, you know what they want to do? They want to pray for them. They want to entreat the Lord. Lord, you gave Paul an experience on the road to Damascus. You can give that one an experience. You know, the Lord wants to change who we are. We turn on the radio for a little bit, and your ears start burning with all the scorn, the ridicule. You know, we can disagree with things, but there's a place where God wants His people to be gentle and kind, standing firm right where they are, holding the truth in righteousness, and yet be a spiritual person. No malice, no scorn, not that evil thing that the world has that is destroying and dividing our people in this country, this wonderful country we live in, dividing everywhere, just dividing people by all of the scorn and all of the hatred and all of the things going on, people propagating that on purpose. The people of God choose not to be a part of that. The Lord doesn't want us to be a part of that. It says He's got a different delight. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in His law doth He meditate day and night. You know, what's the center of our life today? What's the center of what we think about? What's the center of the things that we plan for? All that we put into our life? We have to work. We have to do things. We have to, some of us here have businesses. That mind has to go into that. But you know what? What's the center? Is that the center? Or is that something that accommodates the center of our life? Is that something that accommodates God's will? It's part of His will. It's part of His plan. We work that around the Lord. Or in the Lord, I'll say. Not around the Lord. We work that around all the things of God, because God is the center of this person's life. In His counsel, He meditates day and night. His counsel, the Lord's counsel, the Bible, says the law of the Lord. And He shall be like a tree. It goes on to say something's going to happen to this kind of person. And I want to encourage us today to choose to be this kind of person, because He's going to be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. Now in Oklahoma, it gets dry. But I'll tell you what, you drive out through western Oklahoma and you'll see where the water runs. You'll see where it is, because the trees are planted there and they thrive there. They grow. They're not maybe big, huge, tall trees like there might be in Colorado, but they stand by the rivers of water and they yield their fruit in their season. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. This is talking about the spiritual man this morning. This is talking about the man that chooses spiritual things, not the things of the world, not the things of this life, not the ideologies of this life, or the things that drive the world. This is the man that purposely chose not to walk in that path. but he chose to walk in the law of the Lord. And he chose to meditate on that day and night. He chose that this is my life. And if other things cannot fit in with this, then they gotta go. I believe in that. I'm not saying something I haven't lived. I determined that way many years ago. I determined if it doesn't fit in with my spiritual life, it has to go. And you know, that's a thing we have to wrestle with through our life. Is this detracting? Is this the will of the Lord? And we have to begin to discern between what is good for our lives, what is good for our families, what is good for the work of God, and what is not. And the Lord has to help us to begin to unravel those things. He does that because we follow Him. This morning I just want to challenge us to follow the Lord. Just be a simple, humble follower of the Lord. We're not talking rocket science today. We're speaking of something that is critically important to our lives. Societies that move away from this, I will tell you, they move from the underpinnings that hold, we all know, we spoke of it before, but it holds the families together. The things we learned this morning about marriage, that it's for life. You know what that underpinning is? You know where that comes from? It comes from the Word of God. We're taught that. We're taught that, and so we determine to work it out. And we find that the Lord works it out, and He makes it beautiful in our life if we will let Him. In John 10 and 27, listen to this. We're talking about a spiritual person today, spiritual man or woman. It says here, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." You know, this morning, the Lord's sheep, it says, they hear His voice and they follow Him. This is what we was talking about in Psalms, the first chapter. They just follow the Lord. That's not very complicated, is it? They just follow the Lord. That's a spiritual person. That's what we do. He's number one. We don't follow the roads that lead away from God. We don't follow the roads that damage our relationship with the Lord. We don't follow the roads that are going to make it real difficult for us to live for God. We follow the roads that leads to spiritual prosperity. That's not rocket science. That's just what the Lord wants us to be, a spiritual person, following after the things of God, hearing His voice. They follow me. A scripture in Revelation says they follow the Lamb whithersoever He goeth. That's what they do. In our lives we do that. We look for His will. We listen for His will. We make sure we can be in meetings. We make sure that we can hear the Word. We make sure that we hear His Word daily. Some days maybe there might be times that we're so packed that we don't get all the time we want. You know what? We make sure it happens though. Sometime before long, we make sure that He's number one. If something crowds us out in a day and we don't get the time that we ought to have, I'll tell you, spiritual people, hey, I got to have that drink from the Lord. I got to have it. Does it mean there has to be so many minutes a day? No, it just means my heart craves it. I got to have the Lord day by day. Spiritual life in our soul. Take care of it. Let it live. Let it live. There will be a lot of things in our life that will reflect that if we'll let it live. The traits of the flesh, the carnalities of the flesh, it won't live in an environment like that. It won't be able to, because God will purge those things out. God will make us live if we'll follow Him with all of our hearts. The thief, it says, cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's in the same chapter. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Do you believe that this morning? You believe that the Lord came that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly? I believe that. He didn't tell us we wouldn't suffer some. But it won't be all suffering. Our life will be abundant with the Spirit of the Lord if we follow Him closely. The thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. In 4 and 5 of that same chapter, it says, when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him. Who is that stranger this morning? It's the call of the enemy through the world, through a friend, through whatever it is in our life. It's that call that's not the Lord's call. It leads away from spiritual things. And it says, my sheep, they hear my voice and they follow me. And they won't follow a stranger's voice. They won't follow those things. Why? Because they make the choice to follow him. They decide to follow him. His people follow him. We choose to do that. And we choose not to follow those other voices. We know when it's not something that usually that's not conducive to the spiritual life. After a bit, especially, we'll become aware and we'll know, I better flee from this thing. This thing isn't doing me any good. For they know not the voice of strangers. You know, as we follow the Lord, we begin to grow. It begins to be something where the Lord begins to change us. You ever watched a baby grow? We've all watched babies grow. It's a beautiful process, isn't it? They're little babies and they're so sweet. And then they get bigger and they start getting into everything. And you know, and you have to kind of guide them along and everything. And they grow and they grow. And they keep using their hands, and hopefully they're not put in such a box that they can't explore and find things. But we guide them, don't we? We guide them. What's good and what's not good. Keep those hands going. Just don't get them in the wrong places. And, you know, I want to read here in Hebrews 5 and 12. Listen to this. For the time, and I don't mean this as a denunciation, but let's listen to the counsel given here. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, see, there's a time that our growth should make us able to teach. By the time we're parents, we're going to be teaching. Whether we know it or not, we're going to teach our children. We'll teach them by our life. We'll teach them what we know or don't know. We will teach them. And he says, when for the time you ought to be teachers, it's time to know how to teach them right. It's time to know some things. In our lives, our spiritual lives, it's time for us to know some things from the Lord. It's time for us to know which way the Lord is working. It's time for us to know some things about what's good and what's bad in our lives and in our homes and what sits in front of us. It's time for us to know what's right and what's wrong. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. I'm not casting that at anybody that's in that place. But let's hear the counsel. And let's move into that place that blesses us spiritually. We all want to be blessed spiritually, don't we? We want a good, healthy spiritual life. We want to be able to train our family in a way. We want to be an example to them that will help them to have spiritual health, that will help them to know the way. Well, you know, there has to be a time then that we started growing. That one need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. That just simply means we've grown up. We've grown up in the Lord. We've applied ourselves. Even those who by reason of use, because they've used their senses because they've felt and touched and explored and looked at and listened and learned and studied and applied themselves. It says here, even to those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. You know, this morning, the Lord wants us to grow up in Him. He wants our lives to be healthy spiritually. And He wants us to have a satisfying portion in our life. He wants us to have something that others want. The Lord wants all His people to have that. Not one or two. We read in Psalms 1, and He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, whose leaf doesn't fail and His fruit is yielded at its proper time. The Lord wants our lives to be that way. That's choices that we make. It's choices we make to follow the Lord, get to know Him, and let Him live in our life, or choices we make that distance ourselves from Him, taking our own ways, taking those things that are such a strong pull on our flesh. You ever had a strong pull on your flesh? You know, go this way. You love this thing. For me, one of those things was I liked many things about my work. I liked that. I wanted to do business. I was pulled to that. But thankfully, the Lord helped me not to give myself to that in a way that was ungodly. And my wife, she helped me too. She never appreciated those things outside of the Lord. And so, you know, this morning, I just want to encourage us, let's be spiritual people. It's not a science that we cannot understand or we cannot know. There's a time for us to have our senses by that time exercised to discern and not constantly combating why this, why that. But we should have some things settled in our hearts that are good spiritual things. In 1 Corinthians 2 and 13, we read a little more here. You know, spiritual things are from the Lord. They're not something that we can really concoct up and say, well, I know it's this way, and that's the way I'm going to make it right there. It's a life with God. It's something He's done in here. It's something that He changes, and then we begin to make those decisions as we go with that. But it says here in 2 and 13, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You know, the natural man, what it's speaking of here, is that he can't know them. They're foolishness to him because he's chosen a different way. His heart, his hopes, his aims, his desires are in this world. And the spiritual things, they don't make sense to that. That's because of choices that he's made. You know, I remember when I was young and the enemy tempted me so strongly, you know, like I was selling myself short if I took God's way. And like I had way too much of life to have, to live, to experience, to. But you know, I look back at that. What foolish thoughts that was. What foolishness that was. I'm so thankful I did not do that. I know others that did. And I wouldn't trade places with any of them. Never. I would not even consider it. Because we've chosen to follow the Lord. And His ways are good. His ways are a blessing to our lives. You know, the spiritual man is able and does receive the things of the Spirit of God. The natural man cannot, because it is a revelation from God. It is truly a revelation from the Lord. Have you ever had a real revelation from the Lord? Where you knew God spoke to you? Where you knew God was talking to you? And nobody could take that away? I know sometimes, and I just speak for my life, and I know many of you have too, that nobody could take that away. God talked to me, and I know it. I remember when, at different times, I remember when He convicted me to be saved. And then I remember when I was sanctified and what a difference it made in my life. Dramatically so. And then I remember, and I remember how the Spirit of the Lord was so strong. For several days I just felt like I was almost in heaven or something close to heaven. And then I remember when the Lord called me to teach young people. And I remember so clearly the Lord. It wasn't just scriptures coming to me. I remember the Lord speaking. And I knew without a question. I knew the call. I saw it. I knew it. And so I remember then going and going to meeting. And there Brother Leslie was, and he was real tired. And he prayed in his prayer. He said, "Lord, help Brother Philip to give what you've given him." You know what? That's precious to me. That's one of those little benefits. You get a lot of nuggets like that through life. Lots of them. I remember different times the Lord called. You know what? If you don't live a spiritual life, if you don't live close to the Lord and let Him live in your life, how can He call us? We wouldn't hear, and if we did hear, we wouldn't be faithful to it. God's looking for people that choose to do those things that are right. Those things, those are things that we know we can't do on our own. The scripture says, "Of His fullness have all we received." It's not something of us. It's something God has given us. We have received from Him of His fullness. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. You know, we've received from the Lord understanding. We've received some things from Him. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the Spirit of the kingdom of God. If a man is not born again, he cannot see that. What is that born again? Nicodemus asked Him, can a man be born again? Can a man be born naturally again? No. But a man can be born of the Spirit and a real change take place in his life. We can't be spiritual on our own. It's the life of Christ within us. It's His life that lives within us. A man born of the Spirit of God. A man born and following that and choosing that and allowing Him liberty in our life. Allowing Him the liberty to lead us and to guide us. That's a spiritual person. And the scripture describes such a man. There's a lot of tips in the scripture about a spiritual man or a spiritual woman. In John 16, you know, Jesus said something here that we want to get a hold of. John 16 and 12, He said, "I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now." And I believe these men were saved. But they couldn't bear them because they needed a little more revelation on the inside. They needed a little more of something to explain things to their heart in a way that they would know with assurance that it was God. And so He said, "Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whosoever He shall hear, whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come." You know, the Lord, and it goes on to say, "He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine, and shall show it unto you." You know, the Holy Spirit is a must in our life. We have to seek Him, just like when we were born again. Just like when we were born of the Spirit, born and God changed us. He forgave us of our sins. We want to consecrate this vessel to Him. And we want to let Him have it. And He wants to begin to guide us into all truth. He wants to begin to teach us His ways. He wants to begin to lead us. And He said, I'll guide you. It's not just into truth. It's in our life. It's in the things that we have. The Holy Spirit begins to guide us. Is this something we do? It's something He does. It's something God does. But He does it because we allow Him to. He does it because we ask and we want Him to live in our lives, in our hearts. We want Him to have the preeminence in our lives. We start seeking the Lord like that. I want to tell you, you start asking God into your life, He's going to come. He loves that. That's exactly what He wants to do. And He'll make a spiritual person out of every one of us here. What is that? Someone that knows the Lord. Someone that follows Him. Someone that listens to His voice. Someone that begins to discern between good and evil. Someone that begins to walk in a way that is a blessing to this world. A blessing to His family. A blessing to your children. The Lord wants to make us that. It comes by our own yielding to the Spirit of the Lord. You know, in Ephesians 4, it speaks of the until we all come into the in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. What's that talking about? Unto a complete man. A man that is fully developed. A man that is fully mature in the things of God. A man that God has made. A man that conforms to His image. He says, till we come to that, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. See, this is the result. This is what the Scripture was telling us. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. This is going to be the result. It says here that he won't be tossed to and fro anymore with everything that comes along. Have some spiritual understanding. Why? Because the teacher's on board. Because we've been listening to him. Because we've been letting him have the preeminence in our life. We've been following him. We let him have it. And you know what? If we'll do that, we'll be a spiritual man or woman. We'll be someone. It's not some something we can't attain to. This is easy stuff. This is something we just have to do. We have to allow God that place in our life and allow Him. What is His will? Well, I'll finish that scripture. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head. You know, I was thinking and speaking to Robert a little bit last night. What is His will in our life? What is His will? That we be saved. What is His... what else is His will in our life? We all want to know that. That we do what we should do. That we follow the Lord. That we just do His will. We want to be saved. We want to follow Him. If we're on the job, that we be honest. That's His will. That's His will in our life. When there's a job to do, do it. Do we have a family? Take care of it. Do we have obligations? Meet them to the best we can. Do those things. That's His will in our life. We search for the will of God. Do His will. Be saved. Live for the Lord. Live a spiritual life. So some days we don't get all the time we want. Take a couple hours on Sunday afternoon. 2-3 hours. Be quiet. Search for the Lord. Tell Him, Lord, I want You in my life. I need Your judgments in my life. I need Your discernment. I need Your pattern. I need to know Your voice. I need to be able to hear it. Take a day now and then. Be quiet before the Lord. Half of it. And let Him speak to you. He wants to. He wants to speak to us. He wants to lead us and guide us. That's a spiritual man, I believe. Now, we may not all have as much time as others, but Try to work some time in for the Lord. Let your heart be tender to the Lord. If we're in school, be faithful to the Lord in everything there. Do your work. Children, do your work. And ask the Lord to help you to be contented in it. Be honest about things. Follow the Lord. Be a good example. Lead by example. Do those things that are right. That's God's will. And now I will tell you something. If you do those things, then when God's looking for somebody, and He says, I need somebody over here, and He's looking around, who's He going to look for? He needs somebody that's already doing what He's told him to do. That's the will of God. And I want to tell you something. When God has something for us to do, He'll make us know it. He speaks our language really well. In fact, He speaks our language better than we do. And God knows how to communicate with us. We want to know the will of God? Live for God. Do exactly what you're supposed to do now. Make choices that are spiritual choices. And when it comes time for God to need somebody somewhere, and when He sees that He has a need, whatever that might be, you know what He's going to be looking for? Somebody that's already doing His will. He's looking for that. You don't, there's several bosses here that own companies. You don't look for somebody to do a job that won't do the jobs you already tell them, do you? You're thinking this guy needs to get on or get off. I'm saying as a boss. Well, the Lord's pretty merciful, I know. But I will tell you, when it comes to looking for somebody to do something, the Lord's looking for somebody that's faithful to Him. Be faithful in all of those things. Husband or wife, be faithful. Be faithful to each other. Be faithful to be kind. Be faithful to lead in a godly manner. To lead places that are godly. To have things in our home that are godly. Lead in that way. Lead. Lead your home. Men and women, lead. Brothers and sisters, the Lord wants us to do it. The Lord's already, He's looking. He's looking for people. There's a scripture that says something to that effect. That it says He looked for a man to stand in the gap. And I can't remember where this is. But He looked for a man to stand in the gap. And it says He found none. Because the people of that time were so perverted in their own things, so taken up with their own lives, that He could not find a man to stand in the gap. He could not find a man to stand where He needed a man. And it says He took out His indignation upon them. You know, this morning, the Lord's looking for some folks to stand in the gap. He's looking for some that's going to stop that slide that's been happening for generations in our family. He's looking for somebody to say, I will stand in the gap. I will let God have His way. I will humble myself to Him. And you know, when we do that, I believe we'll see the Lord begin to work in our life in ways that maybe we never thought He would, never thought He could. Just a little more here. In 1 Corinthians 2, I want to read a little more of that. Starting at verse 7, it says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. I will admit to you, when I hear this scripture quoted, my ears burn a little. Because people quote this often. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, Neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. I want to tell you something. God's prepared some things for them that love him. And it goes on to say he's revealed them unto us by his Spirit. The Lord wants to reveal those things that he's prepared for us by his Spirit. He doesn't want us to come to the end of our way and we never understood. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard. We can't understand the things of God. God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. The Lord wants to work in our life this morning. I just want to challenge us that we allow God to work in that way. Reveal some things. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Folks, the Lord has a lot of things for us. Yes, we go through life, we suffer perplexities. We suffer things sometimes. But I want to tell you something. God wants to be on board and lead us through that. He wants to comfort us. He wants to guide us. He wants to guide us into truth. He wants to teach us his ways. He wants to cause our spiritual life to be blessed and to be full. I thought about what Brother Chuck used to say. I heard him many times and I treasure this. I hid it in my heart when he used to say it. He said, the Lord anoints lives. Because, you know, we would be praying, Lord, anoint this service. Anoint, Lord, we need you to anoint. And he would tell us, the Lord anoints lives. He anoints lives. He puts his Spirit there. You get several lives that are anointed by the freshness of the Spirit of the Lord. You're going to have a good meeting. Where two or three are gathered together, I'll be there in the midst of them. You know, this morning, let the Lord anoint our lives. Let him bring power to our lives. Power to live for God. Power to do his will. Power over every power of the enemy. We heard about the Lion of Judah in the song this morning. He wants to work. He's aggressive against the things of the devil. And if we'll let him work in that way, in some ways he'll be as gentle as a lamb. When he starts dealing with us about our perplexities, our needs, he'll be just so gentle. When we are working, when we see the enemy encroaching on our life, he'll be like a lion for us. He'll work with us. He'll tear against the things of the enemy. And he'll break every chain. There's not a chain that can hold his people. I believe that because he has come. The Lion of Judah has broken every chain. And he gives to us the victory again and again. He wants to give us victory in our lives. It's those little choices we make every day. We're going to choose to serve the Lord. We're going to choose to follow him. We're going to choose his ways. We're going to choose the things that make for spiritual prosperity. Or are we going to choose the things that we like at the expense of spiritual prosperity? In the end, if you choose spiritual prosperity, I say you're going to be pretty happy you did. Thank the Lord this morning. I'll pray for us.